This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
So we are back right now. So once again, it's time to read our fans' message. So David actually texts us to the studio, so well done for doing it. And he's saying, I think because it's a mainstream film, Emmerich owes its own LGBTQ community to produce a diverse cast. We've been shunned by all the other forms of mainstream media, so it's necessary. It's a shame that it's being boycotted, but it's understandable. What do you guys think about it? Shall we discuss, like David Coleman?
I think that's, I mean, to be honest, I think that's a perfectly valid point. We forget how so many groups are ignored. As someone, for example, and I refer back to what Alex was saying in one of the earlier discussions, as someone who's from a South Asian background, I often feel very, very underrepresented in media. So to have a group that had such an important task to do, and let's not forget that Emmerich himself is a member of the LGBTQ plus community, so I would have hoped that he would have been a bit more understanding.
Yeah, you know, I actually agree with David. So shall we go to the next message? Yes, let's do it. So someone just texted saying the singer Rihanna has a curvy body. So Barbie, and he's talking also about the Barbie discussion. So what do you think about this popular table?
Well, I think what we're discussing when we were reading the message for the first time is that we'd never heard of those Barbies. And so we're wondering if it was just like if those Barbies were just on the American soil or if you also had them in Europe.
Yeah, and if they are in Europe, why haven't we heard of them? Why is the advertising behind Barbie and those sort of products still the focus on the blonde hair, white skin? You know, obviously that is the, in most people's minds, as far as I'm aware, the defining image of Barbie. It's quite iconic. So why haven't we been told about these new adaptations and different versions of it? Why isn't that becoming the modern interpretation of Barbie?
I think Rihanna is a very it girl, you know, for the media about her fashion sense, because she's always trying to wear some things that are very daring and different than the majority of, you know, celebrities would wear. And yes, she has a curvy body, and I think what I really like about Rihanna is because she embraced her body and she just wears whatever she wants to wear. I remember that some time ago when she was back home, she's from Bahamas, I think.
Barbados,
yes. She was just wearing practically nothing during Carnival, but she was embracing her culture. And I remember that the media was like criticizing her, you know, she was almost naked, but she was actually in her country and just having fun and celebrating. So there is actually nothing wrong with this according to the context, you know? And I was actually happy that she was embracing just her cultural and ethnicity instead of thinking about what the tabloids would say.
Does that, just again, really quickly, does that mean that I think we're also saying it's not just a case of having diversity, but also actually promoting it? Because
with
Barbie, as the messages have been showing, there is actually diversity, but no one seems to be aware.
Yeah.
I think that's almost sort of, as a starting point, more important than there actually being diversity, because, as you know, there is diversity there, just none of us know about it, which kind of makes the diversity, I don't want to say pointless,
but less effective. It's,
yeah, it doesn't have the same impact that it would if everyone had gone, well, you know, Rihanna has a Barbie, or like, you know, there are these people in this film or these people on the cover of this magazine. We just don't seem to be getting this information, and I think that needs to be more effective.
Yeah, I really agree on that. It also, what we think to, like, what we need to think about is that those Barbies are for kids, so kids are not going to listen to radio shows like this and everything. So you need to like for those Barbies to be for kids, so the kids have representation.
Agreed.
Yeah, it makes sense. So we received another message as well, saying for us to say hello to Brazil. So hello to our Brazilian listeners. Thank you so much for turning it up for the Popular Table.
Hello to all of our listeners as well. I mean, thank you very much for tuning in from a different time zone.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we are an international show.
It's so awesome.
This is great, but yeah. So, shall we just change the discussion a little bit?
And go into what is our...
But we just received a message, so we always answer our fans. So we're just gonna go for this one right now, and then we're gonna change. This is for sure, guys. And then for the other discussion, you can send tweet, or you can send just a message to the studio.
Yeah, please make sure you tweet us in. We'll constantly keep updating throughout the week. But yes, definitely should read this out.
Yeah. So our listener is saying that I feel Stonewall has forgotten that lesbians were also a large part of the change that happened there. Even with the more liberal-minded 21st century, the media still separates each LGBT group. What do you guys think about it?
In short, completely agree. I think there's a massive focus on gay men in particular. In how a lot of the media represents it. You have very... And, you know, like, shows like Orange is the New Black, for instance, are famous because they buck that trend. As much as they are for how amazing the show actually is. So, no, I agree completely. Thank you very much for sending that in.
Yeah. And someone else sent a hello from Dublin, and I think I know who you are.
We think we know who that is, but we're not going to... We're going to leave that mystery hanging.
Yeah. So, as we are talking about women, shall we go for the next discussion, which is a very
discussion for this
special
week.
Discussion. You know, Emma Watson, she's just such this amazing and incredible woman, and she's been fighting for equal rights between, of course, men and women. And she embraced the campaign He for She, which is also promoted by UN. Which is a fantastic campaign. Me and Ivy, we actually went to one of the events, which was fantastic. And guess what? Emma Watson tweeted about it.
We have the campaign, we say the video, we have the audio of the campaign video. So why don't we play that?
Yeah.
And then we can go into a really lovely discussion about this. So here Let's is the go for campaign it. Video for He for She.
Inequality of opportunity that is present is probably one of the most harmful things in our society. And I think as a woman, that is probably the hardest thing to get over.
This is why we have to do this from our point of view, from our perspective. If we don't change it, the attitude, then it's never going to change.
Understand that it's not always speaking out for women, but with women, alongside women, because we don't want to reinforce that dominance.
I'm a he for she because I have an awareness. I can't let my daughters or my wife suffer because I didn't do my job. It starts with me.
Really put yourself in somebody's shoes and say, hey, if this was my mother, if this was my sister, if this was my daughter, would I like the way she's being treated? Am I setting the right example for other young men?
If having the discussion about this topic, like that's something that we bring back like to our neighborhoods, to our communities, to our families, because women are by right, like pillars of our community. Like there are no men if there are no women.
I'm a he for she for every single survivor that I've ever met so that they can have even the slightest hope that, you know, a world where these conversations are not needed is, you know, attainable.
I am a he for she.
I am a he for she.
I am a he for she.
We are he for she.
I think this UN campaign is just very touching, especially because I am a feminist, so I just really embrace it. And what do you guys think about it? It's just such a beautiful thing to hear, you know. And Emma Watson words, I'm just gonna like quote her for a while and then we're gonna open up for discussion. But she says, the more I spoke about feminism, the more I realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with men hating. If there is one thing I know for certain, it's that this has to stop. For the record, feminism by definition is the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. It's the theory of political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. I started questioning gender-based assumptions a long time ago. When I was 8, I was confused for being called bossy because I wanted to direct the plays that we would put on for our parents, but the boys were not. When I was 14, I started to be sexualized by certain elements of the media. When at 18, my male friends were unable to express their feelings. I decided that I was a feminist, and this seemed uncomplicated to me. But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminists. Apparently, I'm among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. So this was part of her speech. And she also mentioned Hillary Clinton's speech in Beijing about women's rights. And she also said that she was very sad that many of the things she said back then didn't actually come up to reality in today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She also said about mental illness that she have seen young men suffering from mental illness but unable to ask for help, for fear who make them feel less of a man. In fact, in the UK, suicide is the biggest killer of men between 20 and 49, eclipsing road accidents and cancer and coronary heart disease. I've seen men made fragile and insecure by a distorted sense of what constitutes male success. Men don't have the benefits of equality either. So this campaign, I think it's amazing because it's all about, you know, set us free from gender stereotypes. Because I think sometimes we forget that men goes through this as well. It's not only about us, and I think it's great that men are actually being included. I think we should start to change with exactly the ones who first made us to feel oppressed. And she actually talks about it, you know.
And I think what's really interesting about how this campaign's been taking off is just how much it's been utilizing platforms like Twitter, it's utilizing platforms like YouTube. The campaign video that we played is on an official YouTube channel for He For She. And I think that's really interesting and important in how it's kind of spreading out, and people forget how much social media has an impact. There is this weird assumption that some people have that, and I hate to use this word, but quote unquote third world countries don't have social media or don't have access to social media, but that's very untrue. Internet proliferation in, again, the developing world is extremely high, so using platforms like Twitter and He For She and YouTube by He For She to reach out to groups is an amazing, amazing idea, I think.
One thing that she says that I completely agree with Emma Watson was, if men don't have to control, women won't have to be controlled. And I totally agree with this.
And even something that was said in the campaign video, which was that it's not so much talking for women as it is talking with them. And I thought that was a wonderful thing to hear, because you also don't want it to become a campaign where men become the saviors kind of thing. You do want it to be a cooperative, you know, you want it to be equal, you know, equal and equality, not let's go and save them.
To accept that women are just as good as they are, not that we still need men to fight our battles for us.
Completely.
Some people have been saying that men should not try and take more space to give to women. It's just to use the space that they have, so that if they have more space and women have less space, then they can have like part of their space, if I can use a metaphor.
I get what you mean, in especially in the sense that in terms of privilege, let's be honest, men do have a lot more privilege than women, and I'm saying that as a man. So I don't see the need, honestly, to create another space for men to have this discussion.
But this is what I like about this campaign. This is not about like giving men more space than what they have. It's about uniting ourselves with men and make our world a better place, you know. And interesting to know, someone just texted the studio and saying Emma Watson is an interesting person. I totally agree, you know, she's fighting for female rights. And I remember last year when I actually said to people in my heart that I was a feminist, people were like, what do you think about it? And I heard they talking about it actually, and I was like, okay, maybe I said something wrong, but inside of me I knew I didn't say anything wrong. Being a feminist means we believe in equality. It means that we don't embrace gender stereotypes. It means that we're gonna fight until the day that we all equal and treated as such.
But I think actually you bring up a good point, because the word feminist has sort of taken on like such connotations about, like, it's sort of become less about what feminists believe and more about what feminists in the past have done. So, I mean, I studied at A-level, I did feminist history in America, and like we had to do all the different waves of feminism and how, like, it did get to a point where, you know, all this like sort of aggressive attitude and like bra burning and and things like this, and people seem to have forgotten the message behind feminism, that it is about, you know, equality and having the same rights and the same freedoms as men, and less about, you know, fighting men for that.
Like, I do sometimes get asked if I'm a feminist or not, and quite honestly, my my response is always, well, I think I am, but do you? And the reason being that how I define myself as a feminist, I know a lot of people who call themselves feminists but wouldn't call me a feminist, and there are other people who don't call themselves feminists and they're like, oh, but you and I have the same viewpoints. So I think that sometimes this sounds really harsh, because I do think destigmatizing the word is really important as well, but there are times I think we sometimes get too caught up in that instead of actually working on it. And I think that regardless of whether you call yourself a feminist or not, most people, and I shudder to think of the some who don't believe in this, but most people in this day and age seem to be very much for equality of genders. But I think, you know, we've kind of been touching a lot on the positive sides for the He For She campaign, and we've had some absolutely fantastic comments. There's this really funny one that's just come out, and if Victoria doesn't mind, I just want to quickly read it out.
Yeah, sure.
It's called, "Here Are My Thoughts. Equality for some, tiny American flags for others."
That
encapsulates so much that's wrong with the world. Thank you to whoever sent that in. That is just,
yeah,
that's beautiful. But I mean, there have been, we're not going to be touching on that side of it today, but
no.
it is important to mention that there have been some criticisms as well of the He For She campaign, including from within the university. And this is why we will be, and you know, this was, I have to say a massive thanks to Victoria for this, because when we were having the discussion on this, it started off as, we should probably keep this in the news, to, with her encouragement, let's have a two-part discussion on this.
Thank because, you, Ivy.
And I think that today, having looked at what the really good side of it is a really great way to start it. But we do also, again, as we've done with the previous ones, maybe need to be critical of what its problems are.
And next week we're going to have our part two, so we're going to show the other side of this campaign. But for right now, someone actually texted us saying, "A woman have to fight about their rights, principally in a machist world." I think this person is trying to say that in a world when it's sometimes it can get very sexist, you know, things might show up as very, you know, gender stereotypes everywhere. Yes, I agree. I think advertisement is a problem. I think advertisement, sometimes they go very sexual about women and forget they actually have brains and they have minds and they have their own opinion. And they even forget that the female audience that is going to watch it is going to criticize it, because we are not dumb.
I think something that, like, and this is an example I use as a specific pop culture reference, because so many people know this one. In one of the James Bond films, and I keep forgetting which one it is, Denise Richards plays a scientist, and one of the massive criticisms about it is, how can Denise Richards play a scientist? She looks too attractive to play a scientist. And that is generally considered one of the weakest points of that film. And I just go, what? What is wrong with you people? How can you say that someone looks too attractive to be anything? Or, like, can't, and it's just, the sexism behind that comment just blows my mind in the worst possible way.
True.
So yes, tiny American flags for you, not equality.
But yeah, I think, like, just to conclude my thoughts on this thing, I think feminism is about embracing yourself and embracing who you are. And as a woman, I would just keep it up fighting for equality. And I will keep it up fighting for my beliefs. And no, I won't let one single man to oppress me, because I have a voice, and this voice is going to be heard by society. So if you're a woman, just embrace this campaign, He For She. We're fighting for a good cause. And if you're a man, just come up with us, because we also believe in you. And it's better for us to actually have a dialogue rather than fighting between both of us. So yeah, this is This was my time here as the host for the Popular Table, and I'm so happy to say that I had this chance to do this today while I'm still a teenager, which I won't be by 2 days. So
like your last...
It's my last time as a teenager on URN.
Show.
God. Time is passing by. Oh, someone just texted us saying very, very good the discussion. Congratulations, Popular Table. Thank you so much.
We're going to pretend that there are multiple people sending these in. We don't know if it's just one person or not, but whoever you are, we love you so much.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening to our show. I am Victoria. This is the Popular Table. Just keep it up listening to us, and we're going to be back next week. Sending all my love to the listeners. This is URN.
This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.